The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
These days mark the anniversary of the victory of Islam after an era of darkness covering the entirety of the earth. These days are the days that the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the light of the Imam of our time, started to shine on the earth again. Through the revolution of the Ahlul Bayt, the Islamic revolution, and establishing in one part of the world, starting in that part of the world, the Islamic government, we as Muslimin saw God's miracle in establishing this government. We have seen God's miracle in protecting this government. We have seen God's miracle in expanding this government of Islam, not this government of Iran. Let's understand this right. Let's stop understanding politics from the perspective of kuffar and start understanding politics from the perspective of Islam. According to Islam, this is our government. It is our government. We've seen the miracles of how this government of Islam has expanded. Believers in Iraq, believers in Lebanon, believers in Syria, believers in Yemen now, they're no longer under the authority of the tawaghit. As much as they're trying really hard to get them their foot back into the door and get back in, pushing really hard, the Americans are in Iraq, particularly right now. And they're pounding Yemen to get back in, causing issues one after the other in Lebanon to again get back in one way or another. Doing whatever they can to make sure the Palestinians don't work together so that that stretch of land of Gaza that has released itself, freed itself from their shackles, is taken back. The West Bank is taken entirely. They're doing all this, but we see the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His hand in defeating their plots one after the other. Instead of it being destroyed, it has expanded in so many different ways, on so many different fronts. Okay, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us this. What part of it applies to us? Okay, so we see this and we should see this, and I've emphasized and I will continue to emphasize, we should see this as something that's relevant to us, whether we have an Iranian lineage, like half of me, the other half belongs to, my roots are in this country, in the United States of America, in this part of the world, but half of me, the roots are in Iran. Whether half of a person or from both parents, their roots are in Iran, or they're not. This is something that's relevant to all of us. All Muslimin. There are some who understand this. There are some who haven't or don't. And that's relevant to what we are going to discuss. So what, besides seeing that, is there anything that is relevant to us from the points that were mentioned in these verses, in this chapter, The answer is yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives a blessing, then with it comes responsibilities. And He tells us, as He did to Banu Israel, I gave you this blessing. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَغْنَاكُمْ. There's rizq that's coming to us through the revolution. The literature that has been made available to us, Islamic literature that's been made available to us after the revolution, is the rizq from the revolution. The work of the ulama that's been translated, the ulama themselves that have been trained, the word of Islam, the television channels, all this that's happening globally is a rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us through the revolution. Otherwise, no part of the world would have had the liberty to produce this. They would not have the technologies to do it. And whatever would remain of Islam would be a version created by the kuffar, just like Wahhabism, just like Baha'ism, and just like other creations that they've had. That would be the only thing that remains of it. No real Islam, true Islam. All these are rizq from Allah. Kulu, take it, wala tatghaw. Don't disobey. Don't rebel. We have those of the Muslimin that are not seeing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to see in regards to the revolution. That itself is a rebellion. Why does God say, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ. Why does God say, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ قَدْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ. He reminds them, we were the ones who freed you from Fir'aun. Why is it important to say that and to remind that? Because Banu Israel need to see that. Anyone who doesn't see that the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic are a blessing from Allah for them, and the Islamic education they're getting wherever they are in the world is as a result of and a rizq through the Islamic Revolution, then they're missing out on this part of divine teaching. And that is a rebellion. It's being unthankful towards Allah, a blessing that He has given. We're not taking it as a blessing. That's one. Besides that, once we see it, then there are other responsibilities that come. Part of it has to do with supporting. We have got to support this Islamic government. If we are Muslim, we have got to. It's our responsibility to support this. In what way? Do we need to send money? Do we need to send... I don't know. They have all of that. What are we supposed to do? We've got to support it by openly being in support of that government. Saying this is our government. Saying this is an Islamic government. Saying that we are under the leadership. This is our responsibility. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us today.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.